WBZI in Xenia is a classic country radio station with a large, loyal listening base. So large that they have 3 AM and 2 FM signals broadcasting across southwest Ohio. They play old school bluegrass, country, and gospel, but they also keep their listeners up to date with news, stock, and farm reports. Their brand of classic country radio is both timeless and current, and it's been gaining popularity. Community Voices producer Jason Reynolds has the story.
Hank, Brian wants a Western omelet. And then what do you want? He wants the Steve special.
It's Saturday morning at Tudor's Biscuit World in Xenia. The parking lot's full. There's a line of cars looping around the building for the drive-thru. And inside the restaurant, Chubby Howard is co-hosting a radio show for WBZI.
Hey, that was number one. The Uncle Penn by Ricky Skaggs is the only bluegrass in the world of the Billboard that ever went to number one. And we've had so many great bluegrass tunes.
Chubby Howard is best known for his steel guitar. He's played with Boxcar Willie and Connie Smith at the Grand Ole Opry, and he's been inducted into the Steel Guitar Hall of Fame. When he's on the air, he talks about himself in third person and praises his advertisers' products.
The first Saturday of each month, Chubby visits Tudor's Biscuit World, my favorite place. And don't forget, they got a biscuit named after me, and boy, you cannot get anything any better than Chubby's Biscuit, okay?
People come from all over the Miami Valley to chat with Chubby at Tudor's. People like Paul Adams.
Well, they play the music that I grew up with, that I love. Every button on my car radio is set to WBZI, and there's none greater, and that's my testimony, and I stick by it.
Tudor's Biscuit World is a chain with 79 locations, but this particular franchise is owned by Hank and Sue Roysden. They say Chubby was one of the keys to their success.
Well, Chubby's the one that really got people interested in coming in here. When he started advertising for us on WBZI, wow, it changed the whole thing.
Yeah. We have a great symbiotic relationship with WBZI. Really great.
Howard plays steel guitar every Wednesday afternoon at the VFW in Enon. And he's just one of the personalities at WBZI. The station's owner, Joe Mullins, is perhaps the best known of the bunch. Recently, his band, Joe Mullins and the Radio Ramblers, has played a couple shows with Centerville High School's Alternative Strings Orchestra, a 40-piece ensemble. Mullins says his father, the late Paul Moon Mullins, who was a bluegrass player and radio personality, is the reason for his success.
I had constant exposure to bluegrass music and to our style of radio. Old-fashioned AM radio that's full service, meaning you don't just play music, but you have to know how to take care of the farm report and the stock market report and the ball game score and the weather forecast and pay attention to the community. So I grew up understanding full-service community radio, but with quite a bit of twang to it.
Mullins bought WBZI in 1995, and he says radio had become a bit like fast food by that time. You'd find the same thing on the menu everywhere, from Portland, Maine to Portland, Oregon. Mullins' programming filled a void, and the station spread. Today, they have 3 AM and 2 FM signals, serving most of southwest Ohio. When Mullins says his stations are throwbacks and dinosaurs, he doesn't mean it's bad for business.
Agriculture is still the biggest industry in the state of Ohio. And WKFI, our Wilmington station, those call letters used to stand for We Keep Farmers Informed. And so we still are an affiliate of the Ohio Ag Network and of Brownfield Network, and we have important farm news and market reports every morning.
One of classic country radio's most popular shows is the Trading Post, which allows callers to get on the air and share what they have for sale or what they'd like to buy. And there's a bit of everything, from vehicles and tires to power generators and guns.
I've got a couple guns for sale.
Okay, lay them on me.
And a Beretta 9mm, I'm asking 5.5 for it, and a PPK 380 Walther, I'm asking 5 for it.
Daniel Mullins is Joe Mullins' son, making him the third generation of classic country radio personality in the family. He's also host of the Trading Post.
You never know what you're going to get. You'll get people calling in looking for bulls or selling pygmy goats. I mean, it's just everything. So it's a hoot.
Among the regular callers, there's a guy who kept calling, trying to sell a vintage car.
He calls in twice a week, every week. So if anybody out there tuning to WYSO is in need of a 1965 Buick Electra 225, I've got one for you.
A few days after I visited WBZI, that 1965 Buick Electra sold, and Joe Mullins bought the buyer breakfast at Tudor's Biscuit World. For Culture Couch at WYSO, I'm Jason Reynolds.
If you want to hear a little classic country and bluegrass right here on WYSO, you can tune into Down Home Bluegrass on Saturdays from 8 to 10 p.m. and a country ramble Sundays 6 to 8 p.m. Culture Couch is our occasional series on arts and culture made possible by a generous grant from the Ohio Arts Council.